And we're here on KSOM. It's time to talk soccer. The Harlan boys soccer team off to a solid start this season. They are 2-2-1, and they're coming off a nice win over Kemper Catholic, 6-1. They tied a solid tri-center team 0-0 the other day. Dave Vogie, coach for the Cyclones, joins me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling overall about your team at the start of this season?
Feeling pretty good, actually. You know, you always lose seniors every year and not really sure, you know, how the team will respond next year. You know, the juniors step up as seniors, and it's been good for us so far. Unfortunately, we've had quite a few injuries here first part of the season. But the other kids have been stepping up, and it's been good so far.
Who are some of the injuries that have affected your lineup? And I assume these are kids that probably would be starters.
Yeah, we've had a few starters, that got injured during the trainer game. One of our starting center backs got injured. Just kind of fell down, hit his knee, and we thought that he'd be out for quite a while. That was Nolan Schwery. But actually he just kind of rested it, you know, for a week and a half or so. And he was able to come back last night and give it a try. Finally, he wanted to try it last week, but we waited and he did okay. He did go down one time in the game there versus Kemper last night, and we were kind of worried, but he ended up being okay. And so that's a big positive. And then we had our leading scorer, Landon Nissen, was participating in track as well, and ended up straining his hamstring, I guess, in the meet up in Denison. So he showed up last night, and of course he couldn't play, but we're hoping to get him back, you know, in a couple of weeks. And then we had one kid unfortunately get a concussion during the trainer game as well, and he has just been cleared to play. So things are starting to look up for us.
Okay, that's good. And certainly want to be healthy 100% of the time. But it seemed like it was a team effort against Kemper. It was reported to me that you had six different players score goals in that game against the Knights.
Yeah, it was very nice to see. You never want to have just one or maybe even two players that score. And that's why we were kind of worried with Landon being out with his hamstring. He wasn't able to play. And so, yeah, to have six different players score was very impressive. And it was kind of all across the board as well. We had senior score, freshman score, sophomore score. So it was really nice to see that mix of players being able to put the ball in the back of the net for us.
So when Nissen returns, how do you like the offense and just the mix that you have in generating points?
We like it. We like it a lot. Like I said, you don't just want one or maybe two guys scoring. You want to be able to score in multiple ways and through multiple players, just in case you have issues come up. You know, like, for instance, we had, you know, some starters and some players gone for Iowa Jazz Championships, or you got state FFA going on, and just other things. And so you don't really want to rely on just one or two players. And while those guys are gone, it kind of helps. Helps, you know, because the other guys get some more playing time and get some more experience, and they get their opportunities to shine.
Yeah, well, Nissen and Spencer Fink are your leading scorers. They both have three goals, so it really is, I mean, spread around for the most part for your team. And I mean, that's got to feel good just to count on a lot of different guys. What about defense? Where do you feel like you are in that area?
We're doing okay. You know, every year, you know, like I said, you throw different players back there and kind of see what happens, and you got to make some changes. Usually when we find four guys that we like, or three or whatever, we usually put those guys back there and never take them out, usually, unless there's an injury or something around that. And so far it's been pretty good, but we have had some guys that have been gone, and, or like I said, Nolan Schwery did get injured during the trainer game. And so we've had to throw some other guys in there, but it just makes you deeper. You have more players that you can interchange in there and have play in multiple positions. So I think in the long run, it's going to help us out.
How has Lucas Paulson looked in goal?
He looks pretty darn good, actually. That was another thing that happened this season. Our starting goalie from the last couple of years decided not to play. He had kind of some injuries or whatever, and he didn't want to take any chances. And so it was very nice to have Lucas step up. He's really quick and always listening to what we tell him to do as far as improving, and really good at handling the ball, and pretty good at diving both ways to stop, you know, sharp shots towards the corner. And so we've been impressed with him so far, and he just keeps continuing to become better.
Who are some of the guys there that have been on the defensive side in front of him?
We've got a good crew back there. We have Reese Koch. He's usually our defender. Our defensive mid, but sometimes we had to throw him in there at center back. And of course we got Nolan Schwery back there, who does a great job. And then we've got one guy that's in track, Sam Shields, who's a freshman last year. This year he's a sophomore. He does very well on the outside. And then we got Aiden Ransom in there on the other side, outside back, who does a good job for us as well so far this year. And then we've got Jake Wagaman, who has really been a surprise for us. He stepped up last year and did really well, and just continues to grow and do a good job for us this year as well.
What do you make of the talent in the Hawkeye 10 Conference this year?
Well, wait and see. You always have the perennials that are good. We already played St. Albert. They're always really, really good every year in the Class 1A. Gone to state several times, and we've already seen them. Of course, they did a very good job against us and got off to a quick start. We weren't quite ready, but once we got going, we played a lot better, especially in the second half. And then the other ones that are always good every year, like Denison, Glenwood, of course, and you've got Lewis Central, who's always really good too. So it's a very tough conference.
So what style of soccer do you like to play, and do you feel like the kids you have on this Heartland team can fit that style?
Well, usually you want to have, you know, be able to control the ball and pass it really well. And then, you know, sit back on defense when you need to rest a little bit, and then have good counterattack when the time presents itself. So that's kind of what we look for. I think that's probably what most teams look for. We do have quite a bit of speed on our team this year, which helps out. We do need to continue to work on our ball control and seeing the field and just kind of sharing the ball a little bit to keep possession of the ball. That's kind of what we look at and are hoping for.
Yeah. So speed is strength, just trying to keep control, which I think most high school teams are trying to do. I mean, it goes down to turnovers, doesn't it? It seems like every sport, it comes down to turnovers.
Yes, yeah, it does. And you just have to play defense in the right way. You can't stab in on the ball because you'll just get cut back on and open up a shot on goal. So it's very important to keep your mental aspect too, not just speed, but you mentally have to be in the game and, you know, not just off and on, but throughout the whole game on both halves.
So you played, I mean, two decent teams in Trainer and St. Albert, lost to both of them. I mean, close one to Trainer. And a 5-2 loss to St. Albert, who's undefeated. I mean, that's not a bad loss per se. So, I mean, what do you feel like you learn from the team in those games that can help this team as you go forward?
Both those teams are good. I really believe that we had a really good chance of and should have beat Trainer. You know, like I said, we've had a lot of injuries. We've had 2, 3, 4, 5 of our starters, you know, either get injured or not able to be there because of track meets or injury. And so we had to put in some other players, and they did an okay job, fine job. They're getting experience. And so I think overall, like I said, it's going to help us in the long run. And those two teams are always really good, good measuring stick for us, especially early on in the season. And we'll just continue to keep growing from there.
Very good. Well, priority number one, get healthy. And then number two, see where this team can go from there, which could be a team to watch as the season progresses. Coach, really appreciate your time. And you got Creston coming up Friday and then Red Oak next week. So best of luck in those. And of course, throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate the coverage.
Dave Ogie, head coach for Heartland Boys Soccer, with us here on KSOM.